Nolte, Mandalorian and Grogu opens to worst Thursday in Disney's Star Wars history. By John Nolte on May 22, 2026. The Disney Grooming Syndicate's first Star Wars movie in 7 years just broke a box office record, and not a good one. The poorly reviewed Mandalorian and Grogu opened on Thursday night to a pitiful $12 million, which makes it the worst Thursday debut ever for a Disney Star Wars movie. The previous worst was 2018 Solo, a Star Wars movie, which went on to flop after a Thursday debut of just $14.1 million. To give you an idea of just how badly Disney destroyed Star Wars with its feminized woke tartary, here are the previous Thursday debut numbers. As you can see, down, down, down. Star Wars, The Force Awakens, 2015, $57 million. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, 2016, $29 million. Star Wars, The Last Jedi, 2017, $45 million. Solo, A Star Wars Story, 2018, $14.1 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, 2019, $40 million. The Force Awakens, the first Disney Star Wars movie, broke the all-time record for a Thursday opening. It is still number two after 2019's Avengers, Endgame. And today? 12 million. Tee-hee. That's not just dreadful for a Star Wars movie, it is bad news for any summer blockbuster. Flops open to $12 million, flops like The Eternals, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Disney was handed the golden goose of all golden geese. Not just golden box office, but home video sales, television sales, and then the real money, toys, toys, toys. And what did Disney choose to do? Sabotage itself with a dull, charisma-free Mary Sue Caldrey. They turned the dashing Lando Calrissian into a queer having sex with a feminist robot. Luke Skywalker became a selfish recluse who tried to kill a child. Han Solo was relegated to the backseat of the Millennium Falcon because a girl could handle it better. What had been an adventurous joy filled with swashbuckling heroes, beautiful princesses, epic romance, and inspiring hero journeys became a pail of preachy, anti-Western, anti-male, feminist crap. And now? There's just no saving it, is there? First, Disney disappointed the fans. Then Disney alienated the fans. Then Disney antagonized the fans. Then Disney insulted the fans. These woke-tards honestly believed they could shame the fans into buying tickets by labeling them racist and sexist. Disney didn't care that the only one of their Star Wars movies the fans embraced was Rogue One, a movie led by a woman and racial minorities. Nope. We found Ray Dell, so we're misogynists. We found Rose Tico obnoxious, so we're racist. We found queer Lando a betrayal, so we hate the gays. On and on it went. The Mandalorian and Grogu is projected to make around $90 million over the long, four-day weekend. That will also be a record low. Break-even probably sits at around $450 to $550 million worldwide. We'll see. Based on this $12 million number, it looks as though it really has happened. What seemed impossible after 40 years of undying goodwill. Disney managed to turn the fan base into something that probably cannot be resurrected, a fan base that no longer gives a damn. We just don't care. We're done.